Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I'd like to remind you each and every day, it expands our base. There is so much news in the political world today that I thought I would start with the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. This is the first time since the administration of Ulysses S. Grant that a cabinet officer has been formally impeached. Mayorkas was impeached by the House of Representatives in a partisan vote, Democrats versus Republicans. Now, it's a very interesting case because clearly it's going nowhere. The votes do not exist in the United States Senate to take this impeachment forward. But let me ask a simple question. Did Mayorkas commit an impeachable offense? Stop and think about it for a minute. There are no high crimes, no misdemeanors, no legal imperatives that he failed to meet. What has happened is that the Republican Party has decided to weaponize impeachment. Now, let's just stop for a minute. Let's think about this. When I was a kid, the only impeachment that we had an impact on me in the executive branch was Andrew Johnson, 1868. And we all remember John F. Kennedy's book, Profiles in Courage, and the chapter on one Edmund Ross of Kansas, a Republican, a radical Republican, but who voted against the impeachment of Andrew Johnson. And so Johnson was saved by one vote in his trial in the Senate, the vote of Senator Ross. And we all remember that when he voted to acquit Andrew Johnson, that was the end of his political career. You can go back and read the chapter in Profiles in Courage. It's really quite a remarkable story. And then there was no real talk of active impeachment until Richard Nixon. And we remember that Richard Nixon, in order to avoid certain impeachment by the House and conviction by the Senate, resigned the presidency on August 9th, 1974. And then it seemed impeachment took a break until we hit the trial of William Jefferson Clinton. Clinton, of course, was impeached because he did tell a lie, but he was not convicted by the Senate. And then there was Donald Trump, impeached twice by the House of Representatives, and, well, nothing happened in the Senate. You all know that the trial in the Senate in both cases failed. But the simple truth is, once upon a time, impeachment was a radical move, something that you really thought about before you did it. Now, why is Mayorkas being impeached by the House? Why will he have a trial in the Senate, however brief it may be? Because he has failed in the view of the Republicans on the border. But wait, wasn't there legislation proposed by Republicans and Democrats in the Senate to tighten up border security? And wasn't it defeated in the House of Representatives by Republicans? There is something wrong here, something essentially wrong in the American political system when impeachment, essentially the most radical form of action, is used as a political weapon. More so because we understand clearly that the House of Representatives today is paralyzed. Paralyzed because Republicans can't decide what to do on critical issues, on Israel, on Ukraine, on Taiwan, on the border. So I have to suggest to you that the impeachment by the House of Alejandro Mayorkas really is a sham. And the Republicans ought to be ashamed of it. And were I running the Democratic campaign in terms of issues to be raised with the American people on who should control Congress, the dysfunctionality of the Republican Party on these issues would be critical. One other quick point on the House of Representatives. It appears that the Speaker of the House, Mr. Johnson, may lose his job because a handful of Republicans don't like what he is doing when it comes to issues they care about. But here's the kicker. If Johnson is removed, who will take his place? Once again, the Republican Party is miscalculated, and I think in a dangerous way. If Republicans really want to affect the border, if Republicans really want to make a difference, they better get a united strategy. And Speaker Johnson is learning that hurting Republicans in the House of Representatives is like hurting cats. I don't know what the outcome will be. I don't know whether Speaker Johnson will lose his job or not. But I can tell you that the Republican Party is not going into the congressional race for this campaign of 2024 with a record of accomplishment. And then we have to deal with the fact that Donald Trump now faces a trial in New York. We've talked about it, but now there are jurors being seated. Seven jurors have been selected in the trial of Donald John Trump. And although they're not choosing jurors today, they will choose jurors again probably tomorrow. And maybe by the end of the week, there will be enough jurors to begin the trial of Donald Trump. Hey, do you remember the old story about George Washington? I cannot tell a lie. Remember he chopped down the cherry tree and his father asked who did it, and Washington, according to the myth, and it is a myth, said, well, I cannot tell a lie. It was I who did it. One would wonder now whether or not Republicans, no matter what happens in this particular trial, are prepared to nominate a person for the presidency of the United States who clearly is not telling the truth. You know, that's the saddest commentary on American politics today. We have a man who is going to win the Republican nomination for president, who may be the Republican nominee for president, who may in fact be the next president, who doesn't tell the truth. Remember I mentioned Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton and the impeachment of Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky affair? Bill Clinton's problem was he didn't tell the truth. If he told the truth, well, he wouldn't have been in trouble. And the same thing applies to Richard Nixon. If he had told the truth at the opening of Watergate, he might have survived. What's sad is that at this moment in American politics, a key candidate for president of the United States can tell a lie. And there seems to be, at least on the part of Republicans and his key supporters, no desire to admit that he's a liar. And so Donald Trump, based on a lie, is going to be the Republican nominee for president of the United States. What's that lie? That lie is that he really won the election of 2020, that he didn't try to fiddle with the results. Of course he did. Everybody knows it. Oh, wait, when I say everybody knows it, Donald Trump says, everybody knows it, I won. The whole fact is, whether one knows it or not, whether everybody is anybody, will depend on the wisdom of the American electorate. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens on a whole host of issues. But let's be aware that one commodity that is essential, at least in my mind, in terms of American political leadership, is trust. I don't want a leader who lies. I don't want a leader who lies to be able to win on the basis of a lie. And most assuredly, I don't want a political party to embrace a lie because of their nominee for president. These are real issues, and we are going to talk about them more as the campaign for president moves forward and as the trial of Donald John Trump proceeds, at least this trial. Remember, we've got at least three more coming up. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along and let me know your thoughts on the program by leaving a comment on Apple Podcasts, sharing an episode with a friend or a colleague so we can continue to grow. We want to expand. And of course, you can interact with me on Facebook and on LinkedIn. My special appreciation to someone who always tells me the truth, the wonderful producer of this program, Gogo Zoger. Join us tomorrow for another episode of Around the Political World with John Rothman. And I'll do my best to always tell you the truth. See you tomorrow.